This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. When it comes to cars, you know about gas-powered cars, you know about diesel-powered cars, you know about electric cars, you know about hybrid cars, you know about plug-in hybrid cars. Do you know about hydrogen fuel cell cars? Well, a couple of the big car companies are saying that they are going to be bringing hydrogen fuel cell cars to the market, perhaps as early as next year. Both Toyota and Honda have doubled down on their research and say that they are moving forward with bringing them to market. Hyundai is talking about it as well, hoping to have fuel cell cars in the hands of consumers as soon as next year. So what exactly is a hydrogen fuel cell car? How does it differ from gas, diesel, and electric cars? Here to explain that to us and talk about what it means to bring those cars to market is Jack Brower, who's Associate Director of the National Fuel Cell Research Center and an Assistant Professor of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering at the University of California at Irvine. Jack, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you very much.
What is a hydrogen fuel cell car? Let's start with the basics.
So a hydrogen fuel cell car is essentially an electric car, but that is powered by the chemical energy that you store in hydrogen. So the hydrogen chemical energy is electrochemically converted so that you can make an electric drive vehicle from hydrogen using a fuel cell. So it has zero emissions, but it also enables rapid fueling with hydrogen and long range, which is a feature that you can't get from other electric vehicles.
Why is it taking so long to bring it to market?
Well, it's a brand new technology for vehicles. At least it didn't start being considered for use in vehicles until the 1990s. That's when the very first attempts were made at trying to put them into vehicles. It has long been used in space applications, mainly because it has zero emissions and makes water that astronauts can drink.
Okay, it makes water. So there's water coming out of the tailpipe?
Yes. Water comes out of the tailpipe along with the air. A fuel cell works by having hydrogen on one side of a membrane and air on the other side of the membrane. And then the hydrogen breaks down to give up electrons, and the oxygen mixes with the hydrogen and consumes electrons to make water. So the only emission that comes from a hydrogen fuel cell is water.
Wow. Okay, so it's great for the environment, but it's going to be expensive, isn't it?
Well, always when a new technology comes out, it's more expensive than the currently used technology. And that is the case with hydrogen fuel cells today as well. However, the cost of hydrogen fuel cells has gone down very dramatically since the first attempts at putting them into vehicles. And as a matter of fact, the hydrogen fuel cell vehicles that are expected to go on sale already this year from Hyundai will be comparably priced to internal combustion engine vehicles.
Oh, they'll be on the market this year, or maybe for the 2015 model year?
Exactly. As a matter of fact, Hyundai will be the first company to actually start leasing these vehicles to regular consumers. Honda and Toyota, they have announcements that will have them released next year, not this year.
One of the problems with alternative energy vehicles is we don't have the infrastructure for them. I know Elon Musk has built out recharging stations for his Tesla electric vehicles across the country. And I know in California, if you have an electric vehicle, there are quite a few places where you can pull into a parking lot of a restaurant and there's a charging station right there. Is there such a thing as a hydrogen fuel cell infrastructure anywhere in America?
Well, that's a very good question, and there is, but it's very limited today. Right now in Northern California and in Southern California, and in some places in the Northeast, you can find hydrogen fueling stations. The primary location where it has a significant infrastructure is right here in Southern California. We have 18 hydrogen fueling stations that are either built or under construction. And so with the 18 fueling stations dispersed throughout Southern California, there's quite a reasonable network for the first people who end up purchasing and driving fuel cell vehicles in this area.
Who was it who decided to go out and build those before there were even cars to fill up?
Well, we at the National Fuel Cell Research Center at UCI, we've been working with all of the major automobile manufacturers to actually introduce pilot stations. So these are stations that are pre-commercial stations. And then the California Energy Commission and California Air Resources Board, two state agencies, have invested in putting a few of these around the state of California because they like the energy efficiency, the low emissions, and the domestic fuel features of hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. And so they've invested in putting some of these stations throughout the state.
All right. Now, in researching this subject before inviting you on the show today here, Jack, I found an interview in Bloomberg News with Vlatko Vlatkovich, who is the chief engineer for the power conversion division of General Electric. And he said that there's no future for hydrogen fuel cell cars because of platinum, that there is platinum needed to make these things go. Very little goes in, but if you scale it up, there just isn't enough platinum in the world for enough fuel cell cars to make that infrastructure we're talking about worthwhile. Is he right?
He's wrong, and the reason is that there has been a very significant amount of progress to lower the amount of platinum that is required for a fuel cell vehicle. Many years ago, when we were operating fuel cell vehicles, maybe 10 years ago or so, that comment would have been correct. Because the platinum amount that was required for a fuel cell to work many years ago was on the order of 1,000 times what is required today.
Wow.
So we've made very significant progress in lowering the amount of platinum that is required. And as a matter of fact, the fuel cell vehicles that will be sold in this year and next year will have about the same amount of platinum as your current car does. And you know where that is?
Where?
It's in your catalytic converter.
Ah. Which I won't need with hydrogen, right?
Exactly. So it it used to be the case that the amount of platinum was too high, and that would have made those fuel cell vehicles impossible. But nowadays, because we've been able to dramatically reduce the amount of platinum required, that is no longer true.
Sounds like if these things take off, I should invest in platinum. But it's not that much, so maybe not.
No, it's going to be the same amount as what we use currently in our regular old gasoline engines.
Toyota, Honda, Hyundai. None of those are American car makers. Why hasn't Detroit said, we're going to be in the hydrogen fuel cell car business?
Well, as a matter of fact, General Motors has invested significantly in hydrogen fuel cell vehicles and still has a very extensive operation with several hundred engineers and researchers that are actually developing their own fuel cell vehicles. As a matter of fact, they still are testing fuel cell vehicles and using our station here in Irvine. So General Motors has been a major developer and advancer of fuel cell vehicle technology as well. Ford has not invested as much, but also has investigated and invested some in developing fuel cell vehicles as well. Mercedes is another company that has a very significant investment and is already testing and operating fuel cell vehicles using our station here at UC Irvine.
A lot of people who have electric cars complain that it takes too long to charge. They got to plug it in overnight in their own garage, and you can't really do that when you have to travel from one city to another and you use up the number of miles that you can travel on one battery charge. How long is it going to take to refill when I have a hydrogen fuel cell car?
So I'm driving. First of all, that's a very good point. I don't want to be too negative about battery electric vehicles because they're a great technology that we must use for some applications, especially if you can take short trips and can deal with long charging times. But with a fuel cell vehicle, we have the direct advantage of being able to refuel very quickly. We can go from an empty tank to a full tank in my SUV in about 3 minutes.
Which is about how long it takes to fill up a gas or diesel vehicle.
Correct, correct. So that's a significant advantage for the zero emissions vehicle technology that we can do with fuel cells. Fuel cells allow us to actually have rapid refueling.
Very, very interesting. Jack Brower, Associate Director of the National Fuel Cell Research Center, Assistant Professor of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering at the University of California at Irvine. Thanks so much for explaining all this today.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend from the Envision Networks.